Practice Test 7. This section of the test has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
I hear you're off to Europe. Knowing you, I bet you've got your whole itinerary planned to the last detail.
As a matter of fact, I've decided to play it by ear this time.
I find that hard to believe, but good for you.
What are the speakers discussing? Number 2.
You look flushed. Are you coming down with a fever? Maybe you should call the doctor.
I am feeling a bit under the weather, but I think it's just my allergies acting up.
So why don't you take the day off and take it easy at home?
That's out of the question. I have an appointment with a new client.
Can you put it off?
Not a chance. There's too much at stake.
What is the woman probably going to do? Number 3.
I can't stand anymore. His voice is so tedious.
Yeah, and what's worse is that the lectures are compulsory.
I know, but I don't see why. None of the topics he covered so far is going to be on the final exam.
What are they discussing? Number 4.
Did you go to the festival last summer?
No, but I used to go every year. Some great bands and those amazing food stands.
That does bring back memories. I'll tell you what, let's go together next time, but we can stay at a hotel instead of camping.
Oh, come on, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun like that.
What do they agree on? Number 5.
Did the builder say anything about when he'll be done?
No, the completion date is looming, and he doesn't seem to be worried. But I don't see how he's going to finish on time.
Really? I guess I shouldn't have had such high expectations.
Either it was a bigger job than we anticipated, or he's been slacking off.
Well, no point in complaining. I'll be happy if he does a good job.
How does the woman feel about the building work? Number 6.
Hi, Barbara. I was wondering if you'd be available on Saturday.
Sure. My friend's party was called off, so I'm free.
Great. We'll leave dinner ready for you, and as always, bedtime by 10. They get really grumpy if it's any later. We'll be home by midnight.
That's fine. Should I come by at 7?
Why is the man talking to the woman? Number 7.
Hi, Timothy. How can I help?
I wondered if I can have 5 minutes to get something from my car. I left part of my art project in the car, and I need it for next period.
Isn't it in the student parking lot?
No, it's just off campus. I still don't have an assigned parking spot.
Well, you know the rules, but if you give her the keys, Ms. Riley can get it for you.
I guess that'll be okay.
Why does the boy mention a parking spot? Number 8.
I hope you don't mind, but I wasn't really in the mood for a movie yesterday.
Not at all. You were right to duck out. It was crummy. In the end, the...
No spoilers, please. I still want to see it. Let me make it up to you. How about seeing the new musical?
Where?
The theater on 7th Avenue. You know, just around the corner from Pickering's Ice Cream. I'll pick you up at 6.
Why did the man call the woman? Number 9.
Do you think they're still coming? It's going straight to voicemail.
They must have been held up.
But it's not like them.
Maybe they ran into traffic. You know, it can be pretty busy this time of day.
Surely they'd have allowed for that. And how come they haven't let us know?
I'm guessing they haven't got any reception.
What does the couple suggest about their guests? Number 10.
I hear Bill backed out of the trip with Tom. What's up?
You didn't hear? He was laid off.
I can't believe it. Why would they do that?
Cutbacks. Not surprising in the current economic climate. Anyway, it makes sense that he's not going on a trip right now. I'd also be tightening my belt in his place.
What does the man imply about Bill? Number 11.
Hi, Stephen. Can I help you?
Yes, thank you, Professor Hobbs. I was wondering if I can get an extension on my term paper.
You're not the first to ask. What's going on?
Well, with writing a paper every 2 weeks, plus all the reading for my other classes, it's been...
Maybe I underestimated how much other work you all have.
How will the woman probably help the man? Number 12.
Did you apply for the job I told you about?
No, to be honest, I thought it was a bit of a long shot.
I thought you'd be great at it.
Thanks, but when I read the ad closely, I realized I was lacking some of the skills they were looking for.
How does the woman feel? Number 13.
Have you ever been to Yosemite?
Yeah. We went once when I was a kid. The memory is hazy.
I was there last month. It's absolutely stunning. You ought to go back.
I'll keep it in mind. Are you planning on going again?
Absolutely. As soon as I manage to get enough time off work. And if I can persuade the kids. They don't appreciate the great outdoors as much as I do.
What does the man say about visiting Yosemite? Number 14.
Beth called to say we're having a team meeting tomorrow afternoon.
Really? That's out of the blue. Did she say why?
I guess she just wants to keep everyone on track.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for getting everyone together. It's just not good timing. This is our busiest time of the year.
How does the woman feel about the meeting? Number 15.
Only a few weeks till the final. I'm sure the month will fly by.
It's just an exam. I'm pretty confident I'll nail it.
How come you're so calm? Words fail me.
Why is the man surprised? Number 16.
I hear you're looking for an apartment uptown.
Yeah, but prices have skyrocketed there. so I'll have to stick to the south side. It's more in my price range.
The south side isn't so bad, but you'll be far from the center of town. Is it worth it? Why don't you go for a loft somewhere more convenient?
Good idea. I would save on the commute.
It's worth considering anyway.
What does the man advise? Number 17.
How is it possible there are no tickets left for tomorrow's hockey game?
Scalpers probably bought them all to resell them online.
You mean for 3 times the price? There's no way I'm paying that.
It looks like there are some tickets available for next week, though.
Well, I guess I'll have to get those unless Carl has a spare ticket for tomorrow. I'll give him a call first.
What is the man probably going to do next? Number 18.
It's a shame Stella can't go to the conference. Any other ideas?
I'm thinking about going myself. There are some contacts I want to...
What about the Garfield account?
That's almost wrapped up, Dave. And it's not like I can't handle a few details remotely.
I'm with Dave. We really can't spare you right now.
What do the men want the woman to do? Number 19.
So, I hear John is going to study medicine. What did you decide on?
You know what I want to do.
I don't mean to dash your hopes, but majoring in theater won't get you far. I think you should consider applying for...
My mind is made up. There's no guarantee I can make it as an actor, but I want to give it a shot. A liberal arts degree might not land me a lucrative job, but that's not the point.
How does the woman react to the man's advice? Number 20.
Check this one out. Looks amazing.
It's in a prime location.
Yeah, it's only a couple of blocks from all the museums. It also has 5 stars for service and cleanliness.
What about food? Any comments?
Full breakfast is included, and it looks like there are thousands of restaurants around.
Definitely a top contender. Ooh, but look at this one.
What are the speakers doing? End of part 1.